Okay, we are on today's Daf Pei Tes. We're on Pei Ches Lamed Beis, where it says Va'amar Rav Levi. Amar Rav Levi says Rav Levi, Bo'ru'u, come and see. Shalokim Midas Hakadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basa V'Dam. Come see the difference between how Hashem is so different than regular people. I'm on Pei Ches Lamed Beis, about six lines from the bottom. Oh. Amar of Levi. Kasha gezel head yot yotzim gezel gavoa. Stealing from a person is worse than stealing from Hashem. Why? Shezeh hektim chet lo me'ila, v'zeh hektim me'ila l'chet. When it comes to a person, the Torah says the word me'ila, the word chet before the word me'ila. That's the pasuk exactly is nefesh ki sechete, if somebody sins, umol amol Hashem. Right? When it comes to Hashem, it says nefesh ki simol mol v'chata b'shkaga. It says the word me'ila first. So what do you see? I didn't know I had to start from that. Sorry. Baruch Levi, Baruch Shlo Kibir Hakadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basav Adam. Come see how Hashem is not like other people. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Beirach Yisrael Be'esim V'shtayim. He blessed the Jewish people with 22 letters of the Torah. V'kilulon, and he cursed them b'shmona, only with 8 letters. What does that mean? Birchan b'esim v'shtayim, he blessed them with 22 letters. Me'im b'chukosai ad komemiyot. From im b'chukosai, im starts with an aleph, komemiyot ends with a saf. Okay? So what do you see? It includes all 22 letters. Now, it's not, doesn't it? Even the klaus include, the klaus are longer than the brachas. The klaus are much longer. The klaus are much longer. The point is, when we begin, with aleph and we end with tav. Aleph to tav. The point is, the Marsha says that it's a remez, that we are trying to give, Hashem is giving us brachas with every possible way that you could speak. All the lashon, all the possible ways of speaking with your mouth, are included in the brachas. When he did a klalos, only eight letters. What? Where did 8 letters come from? May v'im b'chukosai timasu. There's a vav there. Vav v'im b'chukosai. Ad v'es chukosai ge'ela nafsham. Which is the last klala, which ends with a mem. So from vav to mem is only 8 letters. Okay? V'il Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, that's opposite. Birchan b'shmona. He blessed them with 8, right? V'kilon b'esrim u'shtayim. And he cursed them with 22. Birchan b'shmona. He blessed them with 8. Where do you get that from? Mivahaya im shemoa ad la'avdam. From the vav till the mem is 8. But kilon b'esrim u'shtayim, he cursed them with 22. Why? Mivahaya im shemoa. From v'haya im shemoa, which starts with the vav, ad in kone, which ends with a hey. In other words, we went through the whole alphabet. We start with the vav, we go back to hey. So, okay. Before we get to the mussar of this, or like what's it talking about, there's actually a halachic issue over here. Look at the tosfos of kilam be'esim u'shtayim, right? The last tosfos on pei ches amud beis. So, tosfos says, listen to this. It might have bothered somebody. Ever wonder why? You see, mivahayi im shemoa, mikan, from here, ein nira l'ri, pirishavein anism go. It's obvious from here that Rav Nissen goes wrong. You see it? You see the tosfos? It's obvious from here that Rav Nissen goes wrong. What does Rav Nissen going to say? The Pirish, he said, "Dahai de mechalkim vayelech me'atan nitzavim." Why are vayelech and nitzavim separated? Kishiyesh de Shabbos as Rosh Hashanah l'sukkis below Yontif, when Rosh Hashanah and Sukkis, when there's two Shabboses in between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkis, then we split up nitzavim and vayelech. Why do we do that? So Rabbeinu Nissen is going to say, you know why we do that? Afa pishu parsha katana, even though they're such tiny parshas. Umechaber mahato tamasei shegadol of Yoser, and mahato tamasei are not split up, virtually never split up, and yet those are so long. What, so why all of a sudden out of the blue you pick to ask if it's of them should be read split up? You have to split up longer parshas. Like mahato tamasei. Hainu mishum to be eden sheyichmu. Why? Bishum de eden sheyitamu shana to kill loseha. That we should end off the year on the klalos. In other words, we don't want to have the klalos of nitzavim in the new year. Sheish klalos ba'atam nitzavim. Because there are klalos in nitzavim. Says Tosfos.
The Einanu wrote, oh, for Einanu wrote him, she constitute Tachachas, Shalshana, Sha'arva, B'shana Haba.
We don't want to bring the calls from last year to this year.
The Hacha Mashma, but what are you talking about, says Tosas? From here you see, Delo Kari Klalos, Ella, B'imbichu Kozai, B'vahaya Kisavo, the Ka'amar, V'im Los Yishmu, Advein Kone.
There are no calls in the Tzavim. Calls are all in Kisavo. The whole Cheshma, you're telling me, because you don't want to have the calls. There's no calls in the Tzavim. What kind of reason is that? So what was Nisangon thinking? He knew this Gemara with Nisangon. What's he saying? There are no klalos. The Gemara clearly says the klalos are only in Parshas Kisavo.
Avol misham ve'elech lochashivi klalos.
It's not klalos.
Avol niraluri, the lahachni anukorin la'olam atzim mitzavim lefnei Rosh Hashanah.
You know why we have mitzavim before Rosh Hashanah? Not because of the issue with the klalos. No, there's no klalos.
Why? K'dei lahavsik b'parshah ben klalos t'shana sha'avra divaya im kisavo l'shana haba.
Because you want to make a separation before we come into the new year. We don't want to have going from klalos of kisavo right into the new year. We don't want to do that. So we always make kisavo right beforehand. Okay?
L'kach nami l'olam anukar b'midbar l'fnei atzeres.
Same thing with b'midbar. We don't want to have vayikra. We don't want to have Bichu Kosai, the parasha before Shavuot. We always make it a week off. It's always the parasha before Shavuot.
Why? Kedei l'havdik ben ba ben klos de Bichu Kosai la'atzeres. Listen to this.
Shu Rosh Hashanah l'peros. Shavuot is Rosh Hashanah for peros. Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah for everything. We don't want to go into klalos. So we make a break. What's the break? Mitzavim. Shavuot is the Rosh Hashanah for peros. We don't want to go from the klalos of Bichu Kosai smack into the klalos of the Rosh Hashanah of Paris, we put a break in the middle. Stick in Parshas Bamidbar.
Shidon and Al Paris, Vachi Yitzim Etechus Begillah, the Karan Clause, Betaris Kahanim, Lefnei Atzeres.
So if you ever wondered, why on earth is the calendar set up in such a way that it's something that the Eilech will separate? The Matos Amat is not to separate? Right? Ever bothered anybody ever? Not because the Clause of Nitzavim. No, not such a thing. So what was the Rehnitzim going thinking? Maybe he meant klalos, not in curses, but just klalos in the whole. It's often a very harsh parsha. There's no klalos in there. It's true. There's no klalos. It's still a harsh parsha. But that's what he meant. Right? You don't want to come to a new year just reading a harsh parsha. No real klalos. It's still harsh. That's what he must have meant. Okay. Now, why would Moshe Rabbeinu do that? Why would Moshe Rabbeinu have more klalos than Hashem? Why would he do that? Why would Moshe Rabbeinu do that? So by the way, there are more klalos in Kisavo than in Bichu Kosai. That affects a double. So why would he do that? Right? So some say all these answers has to do with Moshe Rabbeinu's klalos are singular. Hashem's are to the Rabbin. The Musa there. The Chavetz Chaim is an unbelievable vart. It's based on the Ramban. The Ramban says that the klalos of Bichu Kosai are Keneged the first Beis HaMikdash, and the Klalos of Kisavo are Keneged the second Beis HaMikdash. So the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Averis ben Adam l'Makom. Second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Averis ben Adam l'Chaveros. Much worse. Klalos are double. Much worse. It's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. It sounds over.
Now, the Marsha has a whole unbelievable vart that if you take every letter in the Torah, every letter is considered to have a pair.
Aleph is paired up with Yud. All the ends of the tens and the ends of the hundreds are all paired up. There are two letters that don't have a pair. The He and the Nun. Why? Because they're smack in the center. That's exactly the Vav and the Mem, which are where the Kalos start and end over here, and the Bracha start and end, are the letters that follow right after the ones that don't have any pairs, to tell you that this idea that there aren't just random letters that were picked over here. Vav, Mem, eight letters going on over here, right?
The who says it? Someone says over here. I forgot who.
Yaakov says that the eight letters is Keneged Brismila, which is on the eighth day. A lot of symbolism over here about what's going on. We could spend a lot of time on this, but Rosh Chodesh, and we have running out of time. So the Marsha says that these are the letters that don't have a zug. The He and the Nun don't have a pair. They don't match up with anybody. They stand alone. Immediately following, we have the next, the letters, which represent, according to Moshe Rabbeinu, those are the bracha. according to Hashem, those are the klala. Something to think about. Okay. No, nothing to say?
Okay, next. Magam Shinogu Lamud Bagasa. Simon. Ein Ma'ainin, Ein Gojin, Ba'ag Gardamin, Belitro, Shlosha Asar, Nafesh, Shkolos, Merachat, Ava, Losasa, Losasa. Okay.
I only read that because it's a gula to read it.
Tanar Abonan. Minayin, how do you know? She Ein Mochakin, Makam Shagojin, Ein Gojin, Makam Shemochakin. Some places had a custom that when you bought something, it would be heaping. And in some places, when you bought something, it wouldn't be heaping.
So how do I know? You're not allowed to change the minhag. I live in a town where they always heap when I buy the grain, they give me a heaping bucket. Some places, they don't give a heaping bucket. They give us a straight bucket. How do you know you can't ask for the other thing in the town where you don't live?
Talmud Lamar, Eifa Shlema.
No, it has to be a measure of shalim. We're afraid that if you make a different deal, people will think this is the norm. This is not the norm. You made a different deal. We don't want anyone to get it confused. We don't want any of areas going on over here. We don't want any problems. Therefore, you can't change. Yeah, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have a regular bucket. I don't want to carry the heaping. I'll have regular, and you know what? I'll charge less. Getting less. I'll charge less. Or, the other way around. I'll make it heaping in a town where we never heap. You know, it'll host the flow all the time. I'll pay more for that. Can't do that. She ain't showman law. We don't do that. Talmud Lomar, Eifa Shlema B'tzedek Yelach. We don't do that. Again, people are going to be misled. You're going to be walking down the street carrying a heaping barrel. People say, oh, this is what goes on in this town. Oh, very nice. And then when you walk in, they're not going to give you the heaping. And you go, see, I was ripped off. What a crook. We don't want any of this happening. Can't change the rules. Okay?
Even Shlema. Tanar Avonin. Menayin Shem Ayin and Rakam Shem Achriyin.
I'm not exactly sure what this is. There were some towns where they had a scale. They would somehow... Machriyin means they would tilt the scale in some kind of way to give the buyer a little bit of an advantage, maybe because the scales were not weighed exactly, they were not measured exactly. So they would tilt it a little bit in the buyer's favor to sort of even out the odds, even out the playing field. And other towns, they didn't do that. Ma'ayinim, it comes from an eye, It was eye level, it was a two-sided scale. So they would put a weight on one side, and the purchase, whatever you wanted on the other side. You wanted to buy a pound, so they had a weight that measured exactly a pound. They'd stick it on. Then they had a pound, they'd measure out a pound of wheat, until exactly it was even. It was eye to eye. Other towns, they might give a little bit more to balance it out. Maybe the weight was off. All in the favor of the buyer. So again, whatever town you live in, whatever the custom was, they're both fine. You have to abide by those customs.
So Menayin she'ein ma'ayin b'akam shem achriin v'machriin b'akam shem ayin. Tamalom even shlema. U'menayin, how do you know? Shem oma harini ma'ayin b'akam shem achriin.
I'll do ma'ayin in a place where we do favor it. U'lifchot lo min adam, and I'll charge less for that.
V'harini machriin b'akam shem ayin.
I'll do the other way around. I'll balance it in favor of the buyer in a town. We usually don't do that. V'holsif lo al adam, and I'll pay for that. She'ein shomer lo, you don't do that. Tamalom even shlema v'tzedek. Okay. Okay. Next. Amar of Yehuda, Misura. It says in the Torah, Lo yiyah lecha bivvei secha. According to the Rashbam, this question means, Lo yiyah lecha bivvei secha. Don't have in your house. What do you mean don't have in your house? We're also going to have it. Right? So what's the word? That's how the Rashbam learns this kasha. What do you mean bivvei secha? Matam. What's the reason for this? Mishum eifa v'eifa. You have two weights. For the rich people, you rip them off. And for poor people, or for you know, depending on the deal, if it's a small deal or a bigger deal, you have two sets of weights. Can you get more crooked than that?
Lo yiyah lecha b'chisecha, don't have in your pocket. Ma'atam, why not? Mishum even v'even.
Again, two different stones. Again, it's two different weights.
Aval, even, shlema t'vetedek yiyah lecha, Eifa shlem v'tzedek yilecha.
Again, you have to just be honest.
Next, Tana Rabbanan, yilecha melamed shemamidin agardamin lemidos.
These two appoint inspectors. Guy would come into the store. All right, let me measure all your weights. Make sure they're all accurate.
V'ein mamidin agardamin l'sha'arim.
We don't appoint inspectors for prices. maybe you're charging too much. Says the Rashbam, it's obvious, because if you're charging too much, people won't shop by you. Right? But go to the cheapest store. Right? So we don't impose inspectors for that.
The Beinasiya Ukmi Agardamin,
but no, the Beinasiya, they had inspectors, Bein Lamidos, Bein Lasharim, whether it's for weight or even for prices.
Only Shmuel Lakarna. Shmuel says to Karna, Puk Tani Lahu, go tell them, Mamidin Agardamin Lamidos,
that we only appoint inspectors for weight. The Ain Mamidin Agardamin Lasharim, we don't appoint inspectors for prices.
And he didn't listen to him. Nafak, he went out. Darash Bahu, he made a whole drasha. Ma'amid and Agardamin,
we do appoint inspectors. Bein Lamidos, Bein Lasha'arim. Whether it's for Midos, for weight, or even for prices.
Amalei, Mashimcha.
So Shmuel says, what's your name? Karna? It comes from the word horn.
Tepaklei, Karna, Be'ene.
You should get a horn in your eye.
Nafaklei, Karna, Be'ene.
He had a horn in his eye, Taka. Okay? Because he was upset with him. What's the rationale to have inspectors for prices? Isn't the Rashbam correct? If you charge too much, you're not going to want to shop there. Right? Charge whatever you want. It's a free country. Right? It's a free country. Guy wants to charge a high amount. Nobody's patronizing him. It's his loss. What's the problem with that? If they're inspectors, I wait to measure, I understand. It's a big time for the cheat. Well, let's send it to the inspector to make sure you're not cheating. What? Yeah. So the answer is, I saw one of the Mepharshim explain, it's just like we had the Gemara. Are you allowed to give a lollipop to someone who comes to your store? So the Chacham said yes. Rudy said no, you're not allowed to do that. Why? You could also give a lollipop. Anything like that is not fair. Right? Same thing over here. What do you mean charges? What do you mean you don't want to shop by me? We don't have a society like that. Just like you can't give a lollipop, why can't I give a lollipop? You also give a lollipop. No unfair advantages. Same idea. You're going to charge too much. People will come. People will come. Right? Erev Shabbos, people go to the expensive store. They'll never go there the rest of the time. When they're in a pinch, they'll go. And what happens? They get ripped off. Right? So, it's nice. In theory, it sounds true. Now, listen, if he charges too much, no one's going to shop there. Lamaise, it doesn't always work out that way. Right? So, that's why they would set up guards. And listen, walk into the store. What are you ripping people off? Yeah. Right, is it convenient? You're in a pinch, right? So, but is it still ripping people off? So they would have to send in a guy and put a stop to it. Yeah, that's, oh no, you're not allowed to. So listen, these people have improper measures. They don't care about halacha. So to help society, we're going to force them. We're going to go in and check the weight. You're ripping people. You're not allowed to rip people off. It's also a mitzvah in the Torah. You're not allowed to do that. They don't care so much. They have a tithe for money, I understand. So they have to send in a guy. That's exactly the point. We send in a, this is quoted, in a, we send in a, what's it called? We send in an inspector. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to send in an inspector. It's Bez and Zachariah to send in an inspector. What? You stop only by weights and measures. Oh, so I have another sheet. Can you tell me what the price is? You're charging too much for that. What? No, I don't know about that. I don't want to inspect us for that. Okay. The Ihu Kaman Savar, who did he hold like? Kiha the Amr Rami Varchama, Amr Vitzchak, Mamidin Agardamin. We set up inspectors, Bein Lamidos, Bein Lasha'arim, whether it's for prices, whether it's for weight. Why? Bibnei Haramayin. Because a lot of people are dishonest. Try to stop some dishonesty. Tanar Rabbanan. Haya Mavaki Shemenu Litra. If somebody wants a leader, so then shakal a litra. Measure out a liter for him. Chati litra. If somebody wants a half a liter, shakal a chati litra. Measure out a half a liter. Revia litra. If somebody wants a quarter of a liter, shakal a revia litra. Measure out a quarter for him. So my kamashmalon, what's the chiddush in that? The aleph beis of halacha. So the Gemara says, the maskinan miskli ad haki. We don't have weights different than these amounts. These are the only amounts we make weights for. And every time if somebody wants to buy a different amount, you're going to have to cheshbon it out differently. We don't want to have weights that are too close to each other. We don't want to have an eighth of a thing and then a ninth of a thing. Because they're so close to each other, you can rip them off. Half, a one, a quarter, that's it. We'll make a one-fourth, we'll make a one-fifth. No, you make a one-fourth and one-fifth, you can cheat people. Such a small difference, people will notice. A half and a whole, people will notice. Right? That makes sense. So Tana Rabbanan, Hayavakish Yemenah Shlish Revia. So what if somebody wants 3/4? What do you do? What do you do? So it's very simple. Somebody wants Shlosh Revei Litra. Lo Yomalo, don't tell him Shakali Shlosh Revei Litra Achas Achas. So what will we do? Somebody wants 3/4. So we'll give him 1/4 3 times. No, don't do that. Why don't we do that? Because Rashbam explains, you always have to give the customer a little more. Because it's very hard to even didactic exactly to the 1/100th of a liter. It's very hard to even didactic. You have to give him a little more. So I'm going to give him a little more 3 times. It's a loss to the seller. So what would they do? Rather, Ella, shuck a litra, take a full liter, put it on one side of the scale. On the other side of the scale, put a 1/4 liter weight and 3/4 of meat. Right? Shuck a litra, umaniyach revi litra imabasar. And put the 1/4 of a weight on the other side with the meat, and you'll know exactly how much it'll weigh, exactly a liter. And then you can give it to the seller. You don't have to make such a heavy loss to the buyer. Tan Rabbanan, ha'imavakeh shemenu 10 litrin. If somebody wants 10 liters, lo yomar lo, don't say shakali achas achas. Again, I'll do it one by one. Why? Because you have to give the seller always a little bit more to make sure you weren't giving him less. So I could do that 10 times. Ella machriya vachriya and balance it out. Ella shakal lo kum vas achas. Do the whole thing in one shot. But not in achra achas lechul. You only have to give them more one time. You give them a little more one time, not 10 times. Tana Rabbanan. Next, the action is on Amud Beis. So the action is on Amud Beis. So we got to get to Amud Beis. We're running out of time. Tana Rabbanan. Nefesh mosnayim. Nefesh. Okay, I think there might be a picture of it in the art scroll. The way they used to have it was, hanging from the ceiling was a pole. Okay, that pole is called the nefesh. That was connected to two poles, coming down with rope, and on the rope were the two. What?
Balance
the balance scales. Right. The nefesh is that middle pole. So the Gemara says nefesh mosnayim. When you have a nefesh on a scale like this, tuluy ba'arve gimel tefachim. It has to be 3 tefachim off the ceiling. It has to come down 3 tefachim off the ceiling. Why? So when you put heavy things in there, it won't hit the ceiling, and it'll be balanced out. You'll have enough space. Likewise, the gavom and the arach shlosha tefachim. Don't let it hang below 3 tefachim to the ground. If you have a very small room, I don't know how that's possible, but don't do that. Well, you'll have it hang down 25 tefachim, and it'll be right at the ground. No, don't do that either. The kana umasna, kana is the bar going across, masna is that rope going down. Shnei masar tefachim, 12. So it's a machlokas. Each one 12 or a combination of 12. Okay? Vishal tzmarim, vishal gezizin. And if somebody deals in wool or deals in glass, which the items are not that heavy, then you could be closer to the ceiling. Then tzalui ba'av shnei tefachim, then it could be 2 tefachim off the ceiling. The gavom and arach shnei tefachim, and 2 tefachim off the ground. The kanu masna, shalah, tes tefachim. And the bar and the rope could be 9 tefachim. Shal chen v'ni, shal balabayis. If you're a store owner, what are you selling? Nuts and candy? Or you're a guy in your house? Then even different. Tuli ba'avir tefach. It could be a tefach off the ceiling. The gova min ha'aretz tefach. And it also has to be off the ground 1 tefach. The kana u'masna shalah shisha tefachim. The kana and the masna, the bar and the rope, have to be 6 tefachim. Shal turtini. If you're a gold dealer, they deal in very small amounts. Then tuli ba'avir shalosh etzvot. It could be 3 fingers off the ground. The gova min ha'aretz shalosh etzvot. The 3 fingers off the floor. The kana, the kono matna shalah any idea. I don't know how long the bar and the thing have to be. So the Gemara asks, Elahach kamaisa demai, what was the first one used for? We didn't say what that was for. That's 3 tefachim off, that was the biggest shear. What's that used for? So Amar of Papa, the gurmi, for big, what does Rashbam say? It's surfei nechoshe to barzel, people that are smelting iron and copper. So they were very heavy. So they had to be way off the ground. Amar money bar potish. Kederach she'amrul inyan isurin, just like we said regarding inyan isurim, kach amrul inyan tumasa. Same halacha for tumah. What does that mean? Look at the Rashbam. It's the third line of the Rashbam. I'm sorry, second line. Inyan isurim. The asur lishkol emlo asurim binyan zeh. What if you don't have a weight that makes these measurements? You're not allowed to use it. Just like you're not allowed to use it. If it doesn't have these requirements, so too it's not going to become tumah. Why not? Because it's not called a kli. It's not called a kli. The next Rashbam, the ain makabel tuma im ain osuyin kach. It's not makabel tuma if you can't use it.
Right? The lo chashivi kli. It's not called a kli. Given to us, lishcha behen. You can't weigh with it. You can't use this kli. Why can't I use it? It doesn't fit the requirements of what a scale should look like. Therefore, it can't be mekabel tuma. Ask the Chol HaWasman, wait a minute. Any kli that's asr bahana is can't become tummy? I could be milk in the pot. I asked for the whole pot. That pot can't become tummy? What's the Rashbam talking about? He doesn't really answer it. Tosa is a whole other pshat. Whole other pshat to make it make sense. Whole different pshat.
You
thought
it was an intrinsic problem with the kli or extrinsic.
What?
The problem is intrinsic. If you trade from the pot, let's say,
right?
Right. Right. The scale is not up to code.
There's an
intrinsic problem with the scale.
And that's not what the Rashbam says. He says, the lo chashivi kli kiven the usher. Since it's usher, it's not called a kli. It's a little bit of a hard. That's a hard.
Different kind of misur.
Different kind of misur. You have to something like that. It can't be pshat. And if I have a kli that I can't use, kli in the base of meekness, I can't use that kli. It's me'ila. I'm not allowed to use that kli. But that kli can't become tamei. Of course it can.
Right,
but there they can use it. A goy could use such a kli, right? Right. In other words, any kli that's usher, a goy could use it. Right? Someone could use it in the world. Some answer like that. Right? No?
Yeah, if you built it wrong, then it's not even a kli.
Right. Right.
So
an extra
problem is still a kli.
Right. Right. So the Gemara says, Mike Kamashan, what do I tell Tanina? It's the preferential Mishnah, Mesechta Kehillah, in the 29th paragraph. We all know this Mishnah, the 29th paragraph of Kehillah. It says, Chut Maznayim Shal Chenveni, if the string of the scale of the chenveni, v'shal balabatim, tefach, so balabatim, falach is, all the Tumah issues about that over there. So the Gemara says, yeah, but tefach v'kanu masna, tefach, so the Gemara says, yeah, kanu masna shal itzrichol adlotnan. No, the reason why Rav Mani Rav Hadash mentioned it is because he mentioned it regarding the masna and the kana, that was not in that Mishnah in Kehillah. That's why he mentioned it over here. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, eight osu mishkolos lo shal bat, we don't make weight out of tin, v'lo shall aver or lead, v'lo shall gisterin or some, I don't know, it's kind of conglomeration of metal, v'lo shall sharmini matachas or other metals, avol ose hu shall tunma of stone, yes, v'shal zechukas and glass, yes. Why? Because these metals would corrode and they would become, they would give you a false weight because they would corrode. Glass doesn't corrode, stone doesn't really corrode. Don't use these cheap metals, these junky metals that would corrode and give you a false weight. Tanarabanan, Enos and Hamechek shall delat. Also, when you're smoothing down, I buy a barrel of what's it called? A barrel of wheat. So you pile the wheat. We're assuming now it's not heaping. So they would take some kind of kli and smooth out the barrel. Right? They would smooth it out to make sure that it's exactly level with the top of the barrel. So when you're doing that smoothing out, don't use a gourd. Why? They shoot kal. It's too light. It's not going to smooth it down enough. It's going to be heaping a little bit. That's not what you bought. And also, v'lo shal matach, it's not metal. But neishu machmed, it's too heavy. It's going to push it down. It's too heavy. Aval aseo shal zayis, use olive wood, shall egos or nut wood, shall sycamore wood, shall ashbaroa, a different kind of wood. Use wood. Why? It's back in the middle. Tanar varan ein osin es hamechek, tzido echad av, tzido echad katzer. Again, don't use a measuring tool, but one side's thick and one side's thin. Because then you can play around. You can make it too deep, too shallow. You can play around with like that. Lo yimchok b'basachas. Also, don't measure it so quickly in one shot. Swoop, one fell swoop. Shamochek b'basachas ra'alamocher. That's going to be bad for the buyer. V'yafel lo'lokech. Good for the seller. I'm sorry, bad for the seller, good for the buyer. V'lo yimchok ma'at ma'at. Don't do it too slowly. Shara'al lo'lokech v'yafel lo'mocher. It's going to be the other way around. Now, akul al amar b'yochad ha'medzakai. On all this, b'yochad ha'medzakai said, oily, woe is to me, im Omar, if I teach these halachas, woe is to me if I teach these halachas, oily, woe is to me, im lo Omar, if I don't teach these halachas, im Omer, if I teach them, shema yilmudu hamaroyo. Maybe the wise guys are going to, I could do this trick, another way to rip off people. Oh, thank you, Rabbi, for telling me that another way I could rip off people. And im lo Omer, if I don't say it, shema yomer haramayin, maybe the ramayin will say, Ein talmidi chacham bekiyum ma'aseh yadeinu. And those rabbis don't know a thing. They don't know how to. They give a musar shmuz on Shabbos Shuvah about being honest. They didn't mention anything, right? They didn't say a word. They don't know. They don't know the tricks, right? That's not musar.
So all, everyone discusses. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is talking about. He cares what the rabbi thinks. I don't know if I should teach his halachas because they're going to think we don't know anything, right? If I don't teach his halachas, they're going to think we're a bunch of fools, old fools, right? The Einakov points out, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Gemara says, for the first 40 years of his life, he was in business. He knew all the tricks. And you're in business for 40 years, you learn it all. He knew all the tricks. He of all people could make this statement. Right? He, for 40 years, the first 40 years of his life, he was a businessman. He knew every trick in the book. Right? Okay. Ibayelhu, so the kasha was, Amra or lo Amra? So no, did he say it or not? So they're going to say he said it. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Amar, he did say it. U'mehai kra Amar, for the following pasuk he said it. Ki yisharim darchei Hashem, the righteous go in the way of Hashem. B'tzadikim yelchu bam, the tzadikim go that way. U'poshim yichash lubam, the sinners can get tripped up. I don't want the sinners getting tripped up. I'll tell them. Now, Tana Rabbanan, lo sasu avel b'mishpat. The pasuk says, don't do injustice with justice. B'mida, with mida, b'mishkal, with mishkal, u'b'misura. What is that? B'mida, zumadidas karka, measuring land. Shalo yimdo le'echad b'imos ha'cham ve'echad b'imos ha'kashamim. Don't use the same rope to measure the land in the winter and in the summer. Why? Because we all know that cold and heat, it's going to make the rope a different size. Mishkal, with weight. Shalo yat b'mishkal osu b'melach. Don't put your weight in salt. Why? Because that'll change the value of the weight. It corrodes it. B'mesura, lo yarsiach, lo shelo yarsiach, that your weight should not what's yarsiach?
Frothing.
Right. Don't make it frothing. Right? Kal v'chomer. That's liquid measures. Kal v'chomer. Uma mesura shehi echer mishloshim v'shish alug. The mesura is 1/36th of a lug. V'kpida Torah lav. And the Torah is makbid about that. Kal v'chomer. Lehin. Chati hin, shlisha tahin, revias tahin, lug, chati lug, revias, chati tuman, half of a tuman. A tuman is an eighth. It's a tuman? How much is a tuman? Tuman is a half of an eighth. And uchla. An uchla is a fifth of a lug. I'm running out of time. The Sefer HaChinuch over here says, I'll read you the Sefer HaChinuch and we have to figure out how to make this make sense. First of all, Tosfos asks, what do we need a special pasuk to tell me that I can't make froth, and I can't rip people off. I'm not allowed to steal from people. Why do I need a separate isser? What do I need a separate isser for? So Tosfos answers, no. Because here, you get, the minute you put the weight in the salt, right away you're over an avera. The minute you make measurements and rip people, right away, you didn't do anything. I didn't steal from you yet. I didn't steal from you yet. All I did, we're getting to that time. I didn't steal from you yet. All I did was make a I'm trying to steal from you. I'm busy with it. I'm working on it. I'm getting those weights to be off kilt. I'm working on it. I'm over the Saveira. I didn't steal from you yet. That's Tosfos' answer. The Sefer HaChinuch says in Mitzvah Rishon Ches, Lamadnu Mikan ki Aktorik Pidal Midos Bechol Shehu Kolomar Sheaf Al Pi Shebeshar Gedelos Lo Hikpatur El Bepruta Beinyan Hamidos Tachvid Kol Shehu. Only place in the Torah where min haTorah you usher on lesser fruta, and the Mesach Chinuch goes to Ted Hakad. The Mesach Chinuch says such a thing. He said so. Some say the Rambam said the same thing. You have to pull teeth to get out of the Rambam, but he really says the same thing. So unbelievable Sefer HaChinuch. Even less than a fruta, you're chayv. Okay, which is two more lines. We just ran out of time. I'm sorry. Where are we? Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Asal Adam Shisha Mida Chasera Al Yisera B'Sach Beso. You can't even have a weight like this in your house. Afilu Hu Avet Shal Meimim Arugaz. Even if it's the toilet. Why? Amar Papa Lo Morin. Why? Because you might use it. Amar Papa Lo Morin Elba Asher De Lo Chasimi. That's only if they don't give a stamp on all kosher weight. Alba Asher De Chasimi. But if they give a stamp on kosher weight, Ilo Chasim Chasimi Lo Shakel. So if they don't see the stamp, they're not going to use it. Even if there is no stamp, not with Lomor and Eldelo Mahandasi, where they don't have inspectors. Aval Mahandasi, but if they have inspectors, less one bar. Nobody will use a stamp, nobody wants to have an inspection out of the blue, so they won't dare try it. For Lohi, it's not true. Zin, and sometimes the Mikri Be'en HaShemashah, so they'll be Be'en HaShemashah right before Shabbos, right? Mikri V'Shakel, and you're going to use it. Tanya Nami Hachi, Lo Yisha. Okay, we'll stop over here. Tanya Nami Hachi. So we'll stop over here. So yes, you have to work out that chinuch. How to make the chinuch make sense? How could it be that you could be chayiv on less than a pruta? Right. Everyone have a good day and a good chodesh.